I'd like to call the Taney County Commission meeting to order this February 7th of 2011 and call on Commissioner Straffes to offer the invocation.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. Father, we thank you for your blessings, your goodness to us, Father, for a blessed country to live in, this blessed state and a county. Father, we ask for wisdom as we go out our business today, not just in the commission office, but through all elected offices. Father, give us guidance and wisdom. Let us do your will and behave and conduct ourselves in a way that would be honoring to you. Lord, we thank you and lift up our military, both local and around the world. Father, protect them and help them, help their families as they cope with their long time being apart. And Father, we thank you for your goodness, and we ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Commissioner Strahan, will you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gentlemen, our first order of administrative business, at least, is the previous County Commission meeting minutes. And I've got 9 copies, of which I'm about 2/3 of the way through. Can we continue those until this afternoon?
Sure.
Is that?
That's perfectly fine with me. Are you? I have several clerical. And
well, let's go through them at that time, if that's okay.
Okay, that'll be fine.
Motion to table count meeting minutes till 1 o'clock today.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Motion carried unanimously. Accounts payable.
Motion to approve accounts payable but holding out check number 323300. I just need some more detail on that. 323300. I've asked Nikki to get some more information on that.
Is there a second?
I'll second the motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve accounts payable, holding out item number 323300. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carried unanimously. Journal entries or transfers included with that? I don't think there were there?
I didn't see.
Rick, are there?
Yeah, I think so. I thought so. Motion to approve the transfers and journal entries.
Is there a second?
I didn't see it.
I thought it was on the very top.
I laid those out and I didn't see it.
Here, let me just motion to table that till 1 o'clock. Those transfers and journal entries until we can review it.
I didn't see the thing. I had those in files off there and I didn't see it. I won't. Did you look at it, Ron? If you did, well.
I didn't see it either.
Probably.
We're moving that to 1 o'clock until we can.
On Jim's desk, probably.
Go through that entry. So it's been moved for approval, or at least to go through it for potential approval this afternoon at 1 o'clock also.
We need a vote on the table of that.
There's been a motion made and seconded at table, moving journal entries and transfers to 1 o'clock. There is no discussion on a motion to table. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carried unanimously. All right, at this time, we'll move to the public comment portion of this meeting. And Nikki, who's asked to be a speaker?
Darrell Cornelius.
Mr. Cornelius?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
My name is Daryl Cornelius. I'm the superintendent at 76 Quarry in Kirbyville. And it has recently come to my attention that there are certain individuals in a position of authority within the County Road and Bridge Department that have expressed a view that certain materials produced at my facility are of poor quality. I would like to assure you that that is not the case. In accordance with the requirements of the bid documents, all materials shall conform to Missouri standard specifications for highway construction, which my materials do conform to those standards. Over the years, I've produced materials for the state on many occasions, and when producing material for MoDOT, they send their inspectors to take samples to ensure it meets their standards. If the county wants materials made to a different gradation, please let me know which gradation you want so I can better meet your needs. I would also like to invite each of you to come by my facility if at any time, meet with me, visit, and look at the materials, inspect them for yourself, take samples if you want, have your own sieve analysis made. And for better understandings, it might, in the future, perhaps it would be wise to specify which state standards you want for each material, as there are a number of different standards for each different material in the bid documents. That way the supplier would know exactly what they were bidding on, and you as the customer will know exactly what you're getting. Also, specifying the gradation will also eliminate the need for any opinion or judgment. The material will either meet the gradation or not. Thank you for your time. That's all I had.
Thank you.
Do you have any written material you'd like to provide us to go along with your comments?
Pertaining to?
The topic you just spoke to.
I could provide you with documentation of it. If you like.
Thank you. Thank you for your comments. Nikki, who's next?
Dan Noslick.
Dan Noslick.
Morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
My name is Dan Noslick, resident of Taney County, previously a employee of the county. Got several items here I'd like to discuss. Got 5 minutes to do it. It's going to push it pretty hard, but we'll make an attempt at it. My dad taught me if you weren't satisfied with what was going on, then get off your backside and do something about it. Don't sit back and gripe about it. So I've been doing a lot of research. I've had a lot of time since the 14th of last month. Sitting with a laptop, it's amazing how much information is available to the public. Let's start with Missouri Sunshine Law. The state of Missouri puts out a book, unfortunately I left it back there, that covers the same Sunshine Law in great detail. I certainly hope each member of the county commission has a copy of that book. If they don't, they're available from the Attorney General's office. And I think each department head and commissioner should have one of those. The book, let's see, I need that book. Give me just a second, partner.
That'll be fine.
All right, in section 610.021, paragraph 3, hiring, firing, discipline, or promoting of particular employees by a public body when personal information about the employee is discussed or recorded. However, any vote discussion when taken by the public governmental body to hire, fire, promote, discipline shall be taken by roll call. I'd like to skip on down to the last sentence in it. As used in this subdivision, the term personal information means information relating to performance or merit of individual employees. The violation of Sunshine Law during the month of January has come up many times. I have no doubt that it has not been upheld in closed meetings. It's going to take some more research. I am going to look at the minutes, and we'll go from there. I'm quite sure that if each department head and elected official was to testify and to be asked straight out, if only those items were discussed in closed meetings, the answer would have to be no. The state statutes are also very clear on the repercussions of not upholding the Sunshine Law. Then moving on to the budget. I got a copy of the budget that was posted on the 28th, evidently the last one. The state mandates that 5 days before that the public is notified of the final hearing. There's a reason, and at that time, it stands to reason that the final document that is to be voted on is available to the public. Gentlemen, if this is the final document that you voted on, we're in trouble. I have never seen such poor work, as many mistakes, cut and paste in my life. I am not an accountant, I'm not a CPA, but even I can dig it out. I have about half of that now in spreadsheet format. Once you get it in that format, it's easy to see where the numbers come from. The County Commission Office reported that they had released one employee. Well, when you start looking at it, going through the numbers, you can see one employee, Bob Paulson, no longer in County Commission. It appears also Linda Gifford, no longer a commission employee. So what we're going to do is we're going to create a new department. Get to that in a second. After you remove those from the budget, you come up with the $207,000 for the commission office. You find that the actual commission office has increased their budget by $16,000. Then you go down to the new office called HR Legal. Before it was HR, had one person in it, Dixie Wagner, to my knowledge. Now it has Bob Paulson, probably Linda Wagner, due to the numbers kind of match up, where the budget previously was some $34,000 for that office or salary, approximately. A lot of numbers here, hard to keep them straight, sorry. But by the time you get through, this new office is $165,000. Well, that's including the increase in the $16,000 from the County Commission. Numbers have been jumbled. Increase in budget has taken place. Then you get down to planning and zoning. Marla Paris, an employee of the Planning and Zoning Office, would be happy to know that she got a $1,400 raise. When you look down the salary and approved, it shows that she is now approved for $25,000 annual, approximately. But when you get to it, what that actually should be would be a minus number, or the dismissal of me. The budget for planning and zoning in the area of personnel came out to around $116,000. Not a decrease, but an increase. Might be that $25,000 put in the wrong column. Simple mistake, yes, I'm sure. Poor business, extremely. This is something that's throughout the entire budget. On the radio show, it was stated that no employees had been targeted or named by the commission. Each one had been was to be identified by the department heads.
Mr. Noslick, we're going to give you one more minute to wrap up.
Yes, sir. It seems that there were three dismissed, or two dismissed. One myself, one was John Hooker, one was mentioned of Carol Williams, who actually is retiring. Amazing. Each one is, they were born in 1945, 1946, 1948. Looks like a pattern's taking place, folks. Gentlemen, I knew I had 5 minutes. No way I can cover all this. It's not going away. I will not stand up and quote things that I do not have records for. documents for that I have not researched. I thank you for your time. If you'd like to discuss it with me later this morning, I'll be in the county clerk's office.
Thank you for your comments. They're duly noted. Next, Nikki.
Mayor Potter.
Mayor.
Good morning. Apologize in advance for my voice. I'm getting over a cold, so. Just a quick comment. I just saw your new old business item, and any support you need from the city, we'd be glad to. My snow removal budget is a distant memory at this point, so any help from the state or the federal government would be appreciated, too, especially on with salt prices the way they are. And what I'm here today for is to bring you up to date on the Enhanced Enterprise Zone, or EEZ, that the city is pursuing. Just wanted to kind of brief you on what that means to the county. Is right now it will just be within the city limits of Forsyth. We're still doing runs, but it looks like it'll probably be Coy Boulevard South. What it means to the county from the taxes is there is a 50% tax abatement for 10 years for a company moving in. They need to spend a minimum of $100,000 and hire a minimum of two people in a 12-month per year position and pay benefits, so health care and that type of thing. The abatement only applies to the incremental update. So the tax base as it exists today stays the same. Okay, there's no impact there. There's no impact to personal property tax. Okay, they will pay 100% of personal property tax, which I assume if they build a new facility or whatever, that number is going to grow because they're going to need equipment to operate the business. So the tax abatement will only apply to that buildings or facility upgrades that they spend, and it would be based on whatever the assessor's valuation is on that. Now there's the census tracts basically cover the portions of the city until we get west of Bull Shoals Lake, and they overlap with county areas. Now currently we have just planned to implement the enterprise zone within the city limits. However, if there's interest with the commission, I'd be more than happy to schedule a meeting with you to discuss adding those county areas into that enterprise zone. That's basically it. Questions?
We are at this time only taking comments.
Okay.
Mr. Potter, but I'll be delighted to personally chat with you after commission, if that's all right.
Sure.
And go from there. Thank you for your comments. Nikki, no others?
Do you want to reach out into any of these?
Oh, we do have scheduled the potential disaster declaration. If you all would come forth. And please give your name for the public that's listening.
Chris Ferrant, emergency manager for Taney County.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. I just wanted to maybe bring you up to date a little bit on the potential declaration for disaster assistance on this latest storm. And it's really open, so it's ongoing with maybe additional snow we may get Tuesday night. Currently, what we have, what the federal government did, what the president did, was just declared the entire state of Missouri, but it's only for federal assistance. This means federal agencies can get assistance. There's no state or locals in there yet. So what that will mean, first of all, it means at 9:30, I got a conference call to attend, which you all, if you would want it to, be welcome to listen to. That hopefully I will learn a lot more about it. It's supposed to last about an hour. But basically what it boils down to, they will still have to go around county by county to see if there's we met the threshold of either damage or costs that were associated with the snow and ice to be included in the declaration. And the way the that works, it's my understanding they're still using the 2000 census. I don't know why, but it's it has to be $3.27 per person based on the 2000 population, which was 39,703, which brings it that we have to have $129,828.81 in damage. Now, when I say damage, that's kind of a loose figure. What would they pay for? Well, they would pay for essentially emergency measures that had to be taken care, had to be done at the time when it happened. And that items that could be included in that would be over time, the sheriff's department may occur because they had to keep their deputies longer than the normal shift because they worked a lot of wrecks. This could have been snow and ice removal, materials are used for that, and overtime that you occurred. The regular time for those employees does not qualify. It is only overtime because they say you have those employees anyway. Or if you had to hire some temporary employees to mitigate this incident, that potentially would also qualify. And as Mayor Potter already pointed out, this is not just us. This is anybody in the county. So really, we need to work with Forsyth, Hollister, Branson, all those other agencies that were involved, Marion Woods, Bull Creek, everybody that was involved in this. They would qualify just as much as we will.
Can I ask a quick question just to help me? I thought you said that federal agencies only can get assistance.
So far.
But you're speaking to the Sheriff's Department and to Road and Bridge. And
that's what our conference call at 9:30 is going to be about, that they have to do individual disaster assessments in each county. And if we meet that $129,000 figure or surpass it, then there is a good chance we would qualify for it also.
Oh, okay.
For local assistance.
And that local assistance can be spread between the county, the cities, wherever it's needed. Okay. Gentlemen?
No, at 9:30, that after the end of the conference call, you'll have a better idea of what the next steps are.
Okay. Yes.
Well, if you wouldn't mind, after the conference call, if there's some news, just if you or Melissa come by and just give us a heads up.
Sure.
And then hopefully we can work on who's coordinating that. Obviously, we want to get reimbursed. The cities, we all want is if there's money available, we want to make sure we get our share. So.
Right. That's all. I mean, I think, yeah, I know we already talked to Road and Bridge. It's going to be very important that we know what trucks were used, mm-hmm. how many miles those trucks drove, who drove the truck, how much material they used. They want pretty detailed stuff. They don't want to just give you the stuff.
Right. And I'm sure we have that detail. So.
That's overtime money on that.
Overtime money, but I think a truck and the material they pay for.
The entire.
Mm-hmm. The usage they have. I mean, they have a scale what they pay, but yeah. So yeah, and it will be important that we include all the cities and everybody. Although, yeah. Did you get an invitation for the conference call or did Nathan? Do you know?
I don't know if Nathan did.
Yeah.
Keep us informed. That would be helpful.
Right.
Help the budget.
To approach this, do you have to have certain figures intact at that time? I hear you said you talked to Road and Bridge. Are you talking about approximate numbers that you're going to have in this conference call, or are you talking about?
No. This conference call is just going to outline what steps we
what's needed.
Do. No, the reason we talked to Road and Bridge is we want to make sure they're going to have those numbers.
Okay.
Not that they say, well, this truck was used, but I don't really know who drove it kind of thing. We want to make sure they had
right.
all that stuff.
They should have that.
That's all I have.
How could we have him come back in so that can be a matter of our public record as well? Just invite him back or continue this discussion following recess? How long will the conference call be, Chris?
They thought about an hour.
Hour?
We can table this item till say 10:30, 11 o'clock, and then, or just table it till 1, but we can table it till, say, 10:30, and then and when he's done, come back in, we can. So I'll move that we declare, move that we table potential disaster declaration till 10:30 today.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to table this item until 10:30 or after today. Those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Motion carried unanimously. Chris, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Do you have any more to say?
This is going
to
be here?
Yeah, just come back in here and we'll, okay, whatever we're working on, we'll stop.
Very good.
Thanks.
I'm wondering if you don't want to sit in on that.
You may want to sit in the meeting, on the conference call, if you got time.
It's going to be over in their offices. I'm here all day, Ron, so.
Recess until we set our workstations out there? We're going to recess for a few?
We'll take a 15-minute recess till we can reestablish our tables down here. And did you start to say something, Nikki, before we do that?
No.
Is that acceptable, gentlemen?
Yes, sir. Recess. Okay.